Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Yes.
And we're currently talking with Matt Tamaris from the town of North Hempstead in reference to planning for emergencies. Actually, we're talking specifically in reference to hurricane season, but actually all that Matt talks about is an emergency anyway. So even if it was something that happened, if you had a house fire, God forbid, it's not a planned emergency, but having these kits set up, it would help you out there too. I mean, it's not just for the hurricane season. You can throw it away come November when the hurricane season's over. It's being prepared in life in general. Thank you, Matt.
Yes.
Not a problem. And John, you bring up a great point in that, you know, there's planned and unplanned emergencies. You know, a hurricane we typically see in advance, and then when it's 128 hours out, we start the true emergency management plan with the town, and we start putting things into place with regards to our 120-hour plan. But there are other emergencies that could happen, and something as simple as a power outage could be an emergency depending on what your needs are at your house. Today, we're in a warm day. If you don't have air conditioning, that could be life-threatening. It could be an emergency.
So, and you could have a blowout, a blackout rather, just because of the strain that's going to be on electric.
Yeah.
So you could wind up having 24 hours of no lights.
Correct. So you always should have a plan. You know, so if you lose power today, is your plan to go, you know, go to a the mall to cool off, go to the movies like they used to do years ago to cool off? You know, there should always be some type of plan. And then you made reference to a kit. The kit is so that you can be prepared for 3 days of living on your own. And then there should be a smaller kit if you're evacuating to a shelter, okay, or whatever the case may be. But one thing that should always be in the kit, especially if you're the, you know, part of the senior population, is, as you mentioned, a list of your medications, list of family members, list of doctors. And obviously, besides a list, bring your medications. But the reason why you want the list, and John, you mentioned that the prescriptions now are electronic prescriptions. The reason you want an actual list is so that when someone says, hey, they take a small pill that's small pill that's got 826 on it. People in the shelters don't know what that means.
Right.
You know, they need to know what the medication is, and they need to look at it if there's an emergency. Should also bring with you a list of contacts of family members and friends, because I will tell you, especially with the senior population, and this was one of the most frustrating things with regards to Sandy. Because a lot of the seniors didn't have electricity, their phones either weren't working or they couldn't hear their phones because the ringer uses, you know, six volts of electricity, and their cell phones were dead. We had a lot of family members calling from around the country saying, you know, is my mom all right? Is my dad all right?
Right.
We haven't heard from them. Can you reach out to them? What can you do? So I recommend two things. One, obviously bringing a list of family contacts. The other thing I do is I recommend that your family members sign up for our alert system, even if they're not in our area, because that way they'll get the same alerts. Even if it's just their email or their cell phone number for text messages, they'll get the same alerts that the senior population is getting, that their parents are getting. So they'll know what's going on with the town.
Let me go back to that. I live in Florida. Mm-hmm. My parent lives on North Hempstead. I can call the town of North Hempstead and be put on your alert list, so that I will be getting in Florida an alert saying that there's a pending storm coming into North Hempstead.
They could go. I'd prefer if they went on the website. And signed
that's
up.
Okay. Then it's not 311. Okay, they go on the website.
I mean, 311 could do it, but that's a phenomenal system we have.
Okay.
But what will happen is people will only think about this when a storm is coming.
Okay.
And 311 is going to have their hands full.
Okay.
You know, during a storm.
What the website is.
That's what I was going to say. So if you go on the northhempstead.com website and you click on Public Safety and Emergency Management, you will see a link to North Hempstead Alert. And if you sign up for that, you will get alerted.
Tremendous.
Just like we send out the alerts. Now, we don't send out marketing messages. We don't send out alerts, you know, every 10 minutes.
But 99 cents burgers.
Correct. But we will send out an alert when there's an emergency, and we want, you know,
people to be aware.
The public to do something. We did that, was it a week or 2 weeks ago, when we had high heat. We sent out a call and an email, and we said, listen, we want you to be careful. It's extremely warm. Please be, if you're working in your yard, please be careful. If you have people, you know, you got to remember, yes, we're North Hempstead, and we think about our constituents and our residents, but we also have people coming in. You have people working at your house. You have people working, and we want everybody to be safe. So, you know, we even said, if you have people working, please make sure they're hydrated. Please make sure please look for the signs of heat exhaustion and so on and so forth. And that's really our job, is to get the message out there so that people could prepare themselves and take the precautions they need.
A question, a generic one, and I don't know if you can answer this. Those power bars. Is that a good state? I mean, you know, you're going to put together the drugs and the phone numbers and et cetera, and dry socks and underwear, whatever you're putting together, just in case you have to be out of the house. But you're not going to start taking cans and bottles and frozen peas, et cetera. What kind of a food staple thing that's easily transportable but decently nutritious?
You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, the truth of the matter is none of us are going to get malnourished by eating, even if it was hypothetically a bag of potato chips.
Okay.
If we were eating potato chips for 3 days straight, our cholesterol might go up. our salt intake might go up tremendously. But nobody is going to be completely malnourished
for doing that. Potato chips, have a beer with it.
Well, that's, if that's your method of preparing.
It's liquid.
It is liquid. But if that's your method, that's fine. But the truth of the matter is, power bars are great. You know, the chewy bars, power bars.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you're not eating to, you know, say, God, you know, I'm stuffed.
Right. Exactly. Right. You want to get by.
Now, boy, I'm so full. Now I'm ready for a nap.
Right.
I mean, you're eating so that you don't starve and you're able to sustain yourself.
Because lights went out with Sandy, you couldn't cook, so therefore, you know, fruit's going to go bad because you couldn't shop. So whenever you finished your last banana. That was the end of it.
Correct him.
I have a question, though. Sure. You said carry food with you. If you have to evacuate, aren't you, I'm asking, are you evacuated to a place, a central place where things are set up to handle the evacuees?
Well, that's a great question. Where are you evacuating to? And that's part of your plan. The Red Cross does open shelters, and the shelters should have food. But I would still always make sure you had some. If you have special dietary requirements, you may want to make sure you're prepared for that. They should have water, but same thing. Now, what I would always do is in my evacuation kit, I would have a tiny little thing of bleach. You know, the travel size of bleach.
Of what?
Bleach.
Bleach.
Because though it's nice to say make sure you have a gallon of water per each person per a day, when you're evacuating, it's kind of hard to carry gallons and gallons of water, especially, you know, it depends. Are you evacuating via foot? Are you evacuating via car? You know, obviously, each situation dictates a different response, so to speak. But the truth of the matter is bleach, 9 parts water to 1 part bleach, you could use as a disinfectant, you know, 16 to 20 parts water to 1 part bleach could purify water. So, I mean, I don't recommend, and I want people to be careful, I'm not recommending bleach, you know. But in an emergency.
So if you got a gallon of water, like off the roof or wherever it's going to be, so, and it's relatively clean, but obviously it's not.
If it's brown and black, I would not.
Yeah, but it's coming off a roof, which is relatively clean.
It looks clear.
So it's like it's 16 to 20 parts of water to one drop of bleach or whatever.
Correct.
Shake it up, and that takes the basic, just, you know.
It kills most of the stuff.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, if you even wanted to get fancier, which I always recommend. You know, most people, everyone wears the tech clothing now because, you know, it wicks away stuff from your body, the sweat from your body. But, you know, there's something to be said about good old.
I hate it.
Oh, but there's something to be said about good old cotton. Because cotton in an emergency, you know, just like when we were little kids and we'd put the cotton over our mouth, you know, pretend like, you know, oh, we don't want to smell you or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's you can use that as a very, very minor respirator. I mean, you can't go through a burning fire
and stuff of that
nature. But at least if there's some bad air, the other thing is it could also be used somewhat as a filter. So if you found that water, let's just say it was rolling off the roof, and typically if it's rolling off a roof, there might be a little bit of asphalt shingle, stuff in that. You could pour it through the cotton into the cup, then purify it with bleach, and you have, you know, you've done a clean filtering process. I wouldn't recommend that if you're...
Yeah, you're not doing it for the barbecue this weekend.
Correct. If you're dissatisfied with your water company, I'm not advocating...
Right, I agree.
Purify your own water.
I never knew that.
I believe many outdoor stores, carry water purification tablets. If you're out in the woods and there's a beaver has a dam upstream.
Correct. And it's pretty much the same process and same thing. You know, that's when you're out in the woods and hiking and you know, somewhat survival. You don't want to live permanently on that.
No.
You know, that's for survival more than hey, you know, I just ran 6 miles.
Right.
Let me now go to the local creek and, and fill up on water.
People are uncertain about measuring the bleach, measuring the water, carrying these tablets.
Yeah. Right. And you could, and they actually sell them in Walmart. And they actually sell water bottles with the filter too.
Right, okay.
With the purification. And same thing. That's survival. That's not, let's do this every day.
Right.
That's the point. I think we're out of time actually already, but the important thing that Matt's putting across is this is not a way to live for the rest of your life.
It's to survive.
If you, God forbid, get stuck, survival, David said it right, to survive, that's what you're going to do.
Correct.
You're not going to do it on a regular Saturday afternoon, but people have to pay attention to this. And that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Hurricane season is upon us. Don't be one of those statistics that wind up calling lost someplace. Mm-hmm.
And John, what I'd like to say also is if anyone sends an email to emergencymanagement@northhempsteadny.gov, I'll send them brochures, I'll send them packets, I'll send them back whatever they want via electronic. And it will give a list of supplies and how to build a kit and you know, and FEMA's created pretty much all of these forms, and I'll send them out.
Terrific. We're going to put that on the Christina Liu show for the next couple of weeks.
Right.
That Matt's going to not be tormented. He's going to take care of that for people. We got to take a break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're right back.